But one thing we do at Cowboys training camp every year is we go out and we get interviews.
We hit them hard, man.
Yes. The mass media swarms the field as practice is breaking up. And everybody is pretty much fair game. You know? The big guys, the big names have scrums around them.
Yep.
And if you want to get in there and get in on that, you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to see some poor sap walking off by himself, who knows if he's telling the if he's being real with himself, that he probably has no shot of making this team, but he's here nonetheless.
He has a shot of being interviewed.
Yeah, he's got a great shot at being his shot at being interviewed is extraordinary.
Yes.
Because that is what I look for. See, as a journalist, Corby,
uh-huh.
I think that's where the story is. The real story about
uh-huh.
a guy trying to live his dream.
It's not about Dak and Zeke and Barry and those guys.
No.
Yeah, it's about the back-end guys just trying to make a living out here.
Yeah, trying to live their dream and, I don't know, just trying to make their way through this great game, this football that they're trying to play. And so it was that we went out there the other day after practice and we caught up with a guy. I would give you his name if I knew it, but honestly, off the top of my head.
Does he tell you his name?
Yeah, he tells me
okay.
his name.
He tells
right.
forgot.
No, actually, it went one, in one ear and out the other if you want to know the
That'll
truth.
Happen.
But anyway, here we go.
We're going to be playing this.
Nah, we might not.
All day.
Oh, damn it.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Blake, help him.
Forgot to record it.
No. I didn't forget to record it.
Are you sure?
Oh, here we go. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, no.
Okay. Here we go. Name's Mike. What's yours?
Justin Deku. Nice to meet you.
What position you play?
Corner and nickel.
Corner and nickel?
Yes, sir.
How many years you been in the league? All right. Right there, I screwed up because he told me it was nice to meet me.
Yeah.
I didn't say nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And get into it with him. I just barreled on
that
through.
Was really rude.
It was really rude.
He was trying to start the conversation off with being a nice guy.
I know.
You just took a dump on him.
And I just wanted none of that. My apologies to him.
He's going on my third year.
Who were you with last year?
I got drafted by Houston in 17. I was with them until fall camp last year, and then they cut me, and then Dallas picked me up.
All right. Yes, think sir. You got a shot here, making
yeah.
the team?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You working hard, man?
Yes, sir.
They like hard work around here.
They
you know
do.
That?
They do. They
Who's
do.
Your position coach?
Chris Richard.
Oh, Chris Richard?
Yeah.
I hear he's a real hard ass.
Yeah, I like that.
He pushes you?
You need that?
You think you need that in life?
Yeah, I think everybody needs that in life.
Where'd you grow up?
Louisiana.
Where? In Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you were roaming around New Orleans and maybe cruising around go. Those mean streets down there, did you ever have to do any regulating?
No.
Keep it real with guys and stuff?
Yeah,
and
definitely got to keep it real. You know what I mean? It's a city that's, you know, full of crime, but it's a peaceful city to me. I love my city, you know what I mean? There's a lot of great folks there, great food, you know what I mean? A culture that, you know, no other state has, so...
Did you ever have a dog when you were growing up?
I did have a dog.
You did? What kind of dog?
Pit bull. Name was Rocky.
A pit bull?
Yeah, his name was Rocky.
We had a German Shepherd. My dad brought it home.
God. That's one of them canines?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it was a retired police dog, but they had trouble training it, you know?
Back in my day, I used to run for them.
Yeah. Well, they had trouble training this one.
Right.
And we brought it home, and it didn't like men at all, but it loved me. And my mom and my sister.
The German Shepherd, they like the ones that take care of them, though.
Yeah,
like
they
the
do.
That take care of them, though.
And one night, there was a prowler that broke into our backyard when she was out there.
Yeah.
And she ate his ass, man.
Yeah, they do.
Pause that.
Face.
Where are you?
Nice
did you
edit.
Not realize that he dropped an S-bomb in there?
No, I didn't. Is that what he said?
You still
yes.
didn't notice it?
You didn't hear it that time?
He said, yeah, man, that's what they do. They eat ass. Oh,
dang
my
it.
God. I love this man.
Yeah, this guy's great.
He is he's like contributing to the story, and he is I want him to make the team. He's from New Orleans. He had a pit bull. He's those dogs used to chase me when I was a kid. Talking about
here,
police dogs.
Let me see this. Real quick.
Oh,
let me see this.
What's about at the end of it anyway? And that's
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering if you can. Oh God. Back this up a little bit because I don't know what all got dumped.
I hit. Did you hit it too?
Yeah, I hit it once.
Oh crap!
I'd have to replay it.
Yeah,
all of it.
It wouldn't hurt just before you get to the after you say he ate his ass.
Yeah,
because
ate his ass.
Okay,
yeah,
it's because, talking about a dog biting a man's bottom.
After that is when he curses. He's, that's what they do. They eat ass.
Yeah, stop it when he says that's what they do.
Yeah,
okay?
Blake can lower it.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's go again.
Yeah,
she ate his ass, man.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
Go back. Just
go
all the way back
to the beginning of the story.
Yeah, yeah. You can dig it all as far as you want.
It's a peaceful city to me. I love my city, you know what I mean?
That's fine. Talking about New Orleans.
There's a lot of great folks there, great food, you know what I mean? A culture that, you know, no other state has, so.
Did you ever have a dog when you were growing up?
Did have a dog.
You did? What kind of dog?
Pit bull. Name was Rata.
A pit bull?
Yeah, his name was Rata.
We had a German Shepherd. My dad brought it home.
That's one of them canines?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it was a retired
canines?
Police dog, but they had trouble training it, you know?
Back in my dad used to run for them.
Yeah. Well, they had trouble training this one.
Right.
And we brought it home, and it didn't like men.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Oh.
What happened?
And she ate his ass.
Okay! What? Why did the audio stop? This is the worst segment ever.
He's not good with his phone.
It just quit. Damn.
Just hit it again.
Start it all over again.
Oh, no.
Sweet Jesus.
Okay.
From
the
now
rest
on,
of your interviews, you've got to email them to me.
Or Blake.
To me.
Give them to Blake. That way we can all react, and they can preview them, play them from a source that is foolproof and not have S-bombs.
Right.
You've been in this business how long?
Watching him deal with that phone is just, it's too much to take.
Name's Mike. What's yours?
From the beginning?
What position you play?
Corner and nickel.
Karate. A pit bull?
Yeah,
there you go.
We had a German Shepherd. My dad brought it home.
That's one of them canines?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it was a retired police dog, but they had trouble training it, you know?
Back in my dad used to run for them.
Yeah. Well, they had trouble training this one.
Right.
And we brought it home, and it didn't like men at all, but it loved me. And my mom and my sister.
The German Shepherd, they like the ones that take care of them, though.
Yeah, they do.
That take care of them, though.
And one night, there was a prowler that broke into our backyard when she was out there.
Yeah.
She ate his ass, man.
Yeah, that's what they do. That was, you know, they can't.
Okay, yeah.
Let it play for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe we can fade it back in.
They do.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. What's his name? Diku?
Dingu.
Dickerson or something like that.
No, it was
Diku. It's. I think it's a very Cajun sounding name.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see.
It wasn't Dan Dickow.
Name's Mike. What's yours?
Justin Diku.
Justin Diku.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm pulling for him.
I know. I like that guy.
When Mike says, yeah, it was a German Shepherd, he goes, yeah, one of them canines. And he goes, yeah, in fact, it was a retired police dog. He says, back in my day, I used to run from them.
Do we have the full Danny version of
he?
Okay, I want to hear that, how close Mike came to it.
We had a German Shepherd, and my dad brought her home, and she was a former police dog, but they had a hard time training her. And she wouldn't have anything to do with men. She hated men, but she loved me and my little sister and my mom. And one night we had a prowler that tried to get in our backyard, and she ate his ass. Pretty good.
I got close.
Very close.
Oh,
very
man.
Close. You got the right guy,
wow.
too.
Boy, I did get the right guy, didn't I?
Yeah. All right. Tonight, you're going to take every one of those interviews, and you're going to email them.
To Blake.
To Blake Jones.
You don't want to hear another one?
I don't trust
I do
you.
Yeah, but I think maybe we should hold off.
Yeah, it's already
there's no more cussing any of the rest of them.
You don't know that. You didn't think
know
there
that
was
from
in
the
this
first one.
One.
And you didn't hear it in the second one.
Yeah, but, I mean, like...
No?
You couldn't really... you couldn't really tell.
Oh, yeah, you could. No, let's hold off, because we got media party talk coming up next.
All right, that next here on The Ticket.